Voters in Louisiana's 5th Congressional District decide a new representative in the November 4th election. Harris Brown is a candidate and joins me for a discussion of his campaign. Harris, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you bet. Thank you, Bob, for giving us the opportunity. We're proud to be here.
Why the decision to run for Congress?
Oh, Bob, as you know, I've had a long history of public service down at the Tensaw Basin Levee District. I was proud to do the work on behalf of the Tensaw Basin Levee Board in regards to flood control and navigation needs and funding concerns that we have there. So this is just an appropriate next step for me to continue doing the work of the people. And I do believe that there are some significant needs there locally, but certainly this race is not all about the Ouachita River. There are concerns that run all the way down to Marksville and into Bogalusa. So it's a large district, and it's not all about the Ouachita, but that is a passion of mine. I've got good experience on the Hill, and I look forward to continuing the service for the 5th District.
When you look at the district, the largest problem that it faces, what would that be?
Oh, I just got to believe it's still the economy around here, Bob. Although we've been a little bit insulated from the higher unemployment rates in the nation, there's still a lot of people that are out of work in the district and a lot of people that are below the poverty line. And I'm of the opinion, being a businessman, that the best way to solve those problems is to create some new jobs. You know, our energy resources here in Louisiana are an often overlooked asset that we fail to capitalize on sometimes. I think the forecast is for the energy industry to produce over 300,000 jobs for the state of Louisiana by 2030. Those are real big numbers that we can't afford to miss.
You've talked about protecting waterways, and as you mentioned, your active involvement with the Tensaw Basin Levee District. Why the importance that you placed on that issue?
Look, I'm a passionate public servant, and that stems all the way down to the land itself. So my role there at the Levee District was primarily flood control and navigation, but I also sit on a Nature Conservancy Board of Trustees, whose primary role is to conserve those assets of Louisiana that we feel like are fewer and far between these days. So I've got a long history of land conservation and planting trees and redigging bayous and putting things back to the way they should be. And the motivation comes from just a sincere concern and passion for not only the people of the district, but also its land, its waterways, its trees, and everything we have to cherish down here.
With what some say is a hostile environment in the nation's capital, should you be elected, how do you approach finding common ground?
Well, I think one of the key ingredients to finding common ground is having some people skills. And my wide array of business interests and my wide array of public service have put me in front of a lot of people that I don't necessarily always agree with. For instance, on the conservation board we mentioned, a lot of times I'm put in between an oil and gas producer, which I am, and a conservationist, which I am. But we have been able to find those common grounds. There is a safe and environmentally sound way to extract these minerals. And if you can just find that one piece, that one idea that you and your opponent or you and your adversary agree on, and then you can build from that. But to start in two separate camps on either side of a river and try to find something in the middle, you've got to be willing to compromise. You've got to be willing to sit down at the table and negotiate.
One of the national issues that is still talked about in many circles is the Affordable Care Act. Would you stand to repeal it, rework it, or let it remain?
Certainly not let it remain. I think that's one of the poorest policies that's come out in my lifetime from a business person's perspective. I don't think anybody would want to deny our citizens health care. I'm just not sure a government-run organization is the way to do it. I'd like to see a more patient-based system. I'm a big fan of health savings accounts, HSAs, and I'd like to see those promoted better. And I'd like to see something that puts it into a free market system where competition prevails and good people rise to the top.
Harris Brown is a candidate that will be on the November 4th ballot for Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Harris, thank you for joining us.
Bob, thank you for your time. Always appreciate it.